This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today for the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA. The Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Our correspondent reports that Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Shering Thopke and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. The winter session of Parliament will commence today. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on Tuesday on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on several issues. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish higher standards of decorum in Parliament. The full interview can be heard on the Surkhio Mein program of Akashvani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Hectic political activities are underway in Maharashtra as merely 48 hours are left for the BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance to form the new government in the state. The term of the current Eknath Shinde-led government will expire on Tuesday. The alliance comprising the BJP, the Shiv Sena and the NCP registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar led separate meetings with newly elected MLAs of their respective parties. Addressing a press conference, BJP leader Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Maharashtra will not have a leader of opposition. This will be the first time in 6 decades that the Maharashtra Assembly will not have a leader of the opposition. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led India Bloc leader Hemant Soren met Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi yesterday and staked his claim to form the new government. He tendered his resignation as Chief Minister to the Governor before staking claim. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will take place on the 28th of November. Earlier, Mr. Soren, who is the JMM Executive President, was elected as the leader of the India Bloc in a meeting of newly elected MLAs of the Alliance in Ranchi. The India Bloc comprises of the JMM, the Congress, the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. The Bloc has secured 56 seats in the 81-member State Assembly. On the other hand, the BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal yesterday visited the Ministry of Power and NTPC pavilions at the India International Trade Fair, which is underway at Pragati Maidan in New Delhi. The Ministry of Power pavilion offers an immersive experience focusing on key themes such as India's energy transition and ensuring energy security, underlining the nation's progress towards a sustainable and developed future. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during next 2 days. Isolated heavy rainfall is also likely over Kerala, Mahi, south coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against host Australia on day 3 of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth yesterday. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. The hosts are trailing by 522 runs with 7 wickets in hand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.